President Biden is once again playing politics following a string of deadly mass shootings that took place over the weekend. He used part of his Thanksgiving holiday blasting gun owners in hopes of scoring points with his liberal base. Watch this.
The idea we still allow semi-automatic weapons to be purchased is sick. It's just sick. It has no social redeeming value. Zero. None. Not a single solitary rationale for it except profit for the gun manufacturer.
Can you do anything about gun laws during a lame duck, sir?
I'm going to try.
What will you try and do?
I'm going to try to get rid of assault weapons.
Biden is not the only one playing politics over guns. Earlier this week, the editorial board for the liberal Denver Post blamed Republican Representative Lauren Boebert after a gunman killed five people at a gay nightclub in Colorado Springs. So are Democrats in the mainstream media losing sight of these human tragedies to push their progressive agenda? Lisa, the answer is yes, but I bet you have a lot to say about it, of
course. What am I doing here?
Of course they do. There is never a tragedy like this that they can't jump right to and to push their crazy political agenda.
It's depraved and sick, but Joe Biden's a tyrant, right? He tried to push vaccines on everyone. I mean, this is sort of the standard operating procedure from a guy who just wants you to give up your freedom and your liberty as the solution to, you know, climate, that's the solution to everything for them. Give up your liberty, give up your guns. And then the problem is all the people who want to ban guns have never owned a gun. They probably have never shot a gun. They have no idea what they are talking about. For instance, Senator Tom Cotton, during the confirmation hearing for the now ATF director, asked him, tell me what an assault weapon is. And the ATF director could not describe what an assault weapon is, yet they want to ban it. How can you ban something when you cannot describe what it is? And then you've got Joe Biden saying that he wants to ban semiotic weapons, which is essentially everything, handguns, rifles, the list goes on. So, and then he said like a 9mm could blow your lung out of your body. That's not even possible with a 9mm gun. So the problem is that you have these people like Joe Biden, who's probably never shot a gun. They have absolutely no idea what they're talking about, who want to push policies on law-abiding Americans who know what they're talking about and who abide by the law. I'm just sick of all the lies and the smearing of law-abiding Americans like myself, and I know you, I'm good.
Yeah, no, it's amazing, and I don't know of any other topic where the dumber you are about the topic, the louder your voice, and it all gets spread around by the media. Jackie, I was also struck by the tone that he took.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like he's trying to win over friends in this argument.
No, he's not, and I don't think he's shy about it at all. But he's obviously learned nothing, especially post midterm, Lisa. Like you said, he's doubling down on everything from calling half of the country semi-fascist. Right? He came to this podium as the president and said, "I'm going to unify everybody and I'm going to be a leader here." Yet he divides every chance he gets. So what he said in that soundbite essentially is that if you support the idea of gun ownership and the Constitution, then you're sick. Something's wrong with you. And that's definitely not helping bring this country together. And I will just make the point also that Democrats love to jump on guns every time something happens. They don't talk about the mental health issue, the people who are operating the guns. And we have talked about countless cases, Idaho, for example, where if you want to viciously murder people, you can do it with a knife. In Waukesha, Wisconsin, someone did it with a car. So if you take the guns away and you're saying that's the problem, these things are still going to happen. There are other ways to kill people viciously.
It's such a great point, Charlie, the mental health issue around this. We saw what happened in Virginia, your home state, as far as that Home Depot manager, right? What did he do? He walks into a break room, right? And laughing, just starts to shoot people one by one with a pistol, by the way, not a semi-automatic weapon or anything like that. And then he takes his own life.
Right.
How do you possibly prevent that? Right. If somebody is willing to murder people and then take their life before police even get there, I just don't see how this doesn't keep happening over and over again. Plus, when you consider also, 4 in 10 Americans live in a household that has a gun in it. 400 million guns are owned in this country legally. And what are you going to do? The Beto O'Rourke solution? Take it away? How would you like to be the police officer who shows up to Lisa's house and says, "All right, I'll take your gun now"? It's not going to happen. The mental health issue is the number one part of this, and that's what we don't hear from Democrats who pretend they want to find a solution to this issue.
Yeah, you
it's
get
probably
a real...
safer not to answer the question.
Yes,
you get a real sense that that this whole issue has become sort of a distraction. They're desperate not to talk about it. But I want to also ask you, Joe, about this whole situation with the Denver Post. You know, you have a horrifying mental health situation where you've got this guy that shoots up the gay nightclub who tried to blow up his mother. There was plenty. There, the goodness knows, you know, the best red flag law are felonies. This is a guy that could have been charged with felonies, shouldn't have been allowed to have a gun if prosecutors and everybody had done their job. But then what does the Denver Post do? They look at this and they manage to go find the words of some sitting member of Congress, Lauren Boebert, and attack her and blame the whole thing on her. It's like, how did you look at this situation and find somebody's speech somewhere that was the problem?
You would think they would have learned from what happened with Sarah Palin and Gabby Giffords.
Yeah.
They
said,
oh, she's targeting districts, therefore the government was triggered by Sarah Palin. And then we found out, of course, the government didn't even know who Sarah Palin was, right? So that's what happens. We are a blame-first society instead of a solution-first society.
Yeah, you have Democrats looking for things, you know, shiny objects to avoid the harder decisions, and then the media goes right along with it.
See, I think they just want you to give up your liberty. They just want to disarm Americans.
Well,
that's what it's ultimately about. I mean, he's called for banning handguns before, the 9mm. So it's not about a specific weapon. It's about all guns.
Yeah.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. Hey, click here to subscribe to Fox News YouTube page and catch our hottest interviews and most compelling analysis. You will not get it anywhere else.